Wash Thy Feet by Dean Thornton. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." John 13:12-17. As I grow stronger in my faith, I want to be more conscious of sharing the Lord's love to others, not just with my words, but also my actions. I know that there were times in my life that I was beaten down and in total darkness mentally, and a simple gesture of kindness by a stranger to help me at those certain times would mean so much to me. I wouldn't know how to respond, but I would be grateful. Now that I'm healthier, I want to be the person to help others who have gone through the same like I did. It doesn't have to be much. A simple display of kindness can be anything from a smile to helping someone that is less fortunate, or listening to someone who may need to just to talk to someone. Jesus, time and time again, showed his selflessness to people he didn't even know in the Bible in order to show God's grace and mercy, to not just help them with their needs, but to help them get to know him. As believers, he wants us to be able to do the same for our neighbors. It's not just a biblical commandment. He wants it to be ingrained in us, so when we go out and tell others about him, people see Christ in us. It's not just by words, but also by action. In today's verse, the disciple John talks about the Passover dinner Jesus had with his disciples. He gets up and washes the disciples' feet. Simon Peter protested, but Jesus told him that if he didn't do it, that Peter would have no part with him. After Jesus was finished, he asked the disciples if they knew why he washed their feet. He says in verse 13 and 14 of John 13, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." Jesus provided the example for us to see how he wants us to treat our fellow man. He wants us to see that nobody is above anyone else or below anyone else. We should treat people by his Christ-like example. The Christian organization called He Gets Us made a commercial that played during halftime of this past NFL Super Bowl that shows art of people from different walks of life and living in different situations washing each other's feet. At the end of the minute ad, it says that Jesus didn't teach hate, but he washed feet. A subtle message, but also a reminder of how the Lord again wants us to show love to one another. We don't know what people are dealing with in their everyday lives, which makes it even more important for us to show that same love Christ showed back then to people who may need it now. We don't know what people are dealing with in their everyday lives, which makes it even more important for us to show that same love Christ showed back then to people who may need it now. As believers, you never know when the Lord may provide a situation where you can share that love. So stay ready in his word to be able to share it or show it. If you like this episode, please go ahead and hit the like or support the show button. And feel free to follow us by downloading the For My King, His Kingdom app in both the Apple and Google Play stores.